coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman as I adjust my specs there. How are you folks doing? Yesterday, we unexpectedly, somebody pulled the plug yesterday. Eric the Tech?
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me either. I didn't trip over any extension cord.
It was the Fine Electric Company.
One
star rating.
One star rating for the electric company. And that's the thing, too. It was interesting because it was at the very same time the internet went out, and we've got some backups, redundancy. We were on auxiliary power. When the power went out, we switched to auxiliary power. We were ready to go. The problem was...
Internet!
It was gone.
They were both cut. I got to the office, and I hear this rumble. I'm like, that's not good. Generator's kicking.
Yeah, excuse me. No, the generator was just a, and it was just firing on every cylinder it had. I'm telling you. All right. Yeah. So we apologize for that, but there will be one day, and I don't know when this will be. When there will be no internet. Period for us. No, nothing for us. I'm telling you, that's going to be the case. Because with me today, and this is so special because it is a Wednesday, the 12th day of June, 2024. With me today is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. And it's just such a pleasure to have him today because of all the things that have taken place. And, we're going to be talking about a lot of things. He's going to be talking about a lot of things. And I was able to see some of the material that he sent over to me for this show. Folks, you're going to want to tune into this show. And please, 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 please tell friends, family about this. Please subscribe to us on Rumble. Please bookmark stevequayle.com as well. Follow him, Gen 6, from stevequayle.com. You can get anywhere you need to go. Renaissance, Precious Metals, Gen 6, for his books. Oh, it's all right there. I'm doing the Biden. I'm whispering. There it is. stevequayle.com. Before we get into the program, I just want to thank you, the supporters of this show, as well as our sponsors. Those who will sponsor us. And we there's some amazing, amazing, smart, really, really smart people out there. I watched this video. Seriously, you got to see this. Go to 3harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. 3harmfulfoods.com. Go there. All right. Because, you know, when you think about this, we live in one of the most advanced eras in human history. Medical breakthroughs, the real medical breakthroughs, unbelievable how many there are right now. So you look at pictures of Americans versus today versus in the 50s. Why are there more unhealthy and overweight people today than ever before? Now, you can ask, and according to the U.S. Board Certified Physician and Expert Nutritionist, Dr. Amy Lee, and she's one smart cookie. Let me tell you something. Okay, I watched this video, and, well, I'll just leave it right there. One of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods, you know, all over the country. Now, of course, you know, high fructose corn syrup and all that stuff processed. Of course. So you try to do the right thing, right? Well, you know, you got to watch this video and wait until you hear this. Because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, wreck your skin. I mean, yeah, yucky skin sometimes. They're banned in other countries. And I was speaking to someone who traveled extensively in the Mediterranean area. And seriously, some of the stuff here in the U.S., they don't allow some of the process, nothing, no red dye and processed foods over there. Okay. You know, but yet they're still legal here in the U.S. And it's time someone's trying to learn on what they are. So Dr. Amy Lee, again, one smart doctor, does just that. While explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans, the great news is this. It's easy to stop and reverse this damage, and that's what's important, by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And it's something that you can do very easily. But folks, watch this video at the link. Ready? Number three, harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. Two N's on Hagman. By doing the three things, avoiding the three things, by watching the video, by getting educated, by taking advantage of this, you can experience easier weight gain, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. Am I starting to sound like Biden right now? To find out to find out these three fake health foods, go to the number three. Okay, threeharmfulfoods.com. The number three, harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. Threeharmfulfoods.com/Hagman. That's one more time, threeharmfulfoods.com/Hagman. Two ends on Hagman, and the three is the number three. Or just, you know what, to make it easy, click on the link in the immediate link below in the description box. And after years of extensive study, Dr. Lee put together this fantastic, revealing video. Totally free to you, the public, so you never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know and regain control over your body at threeharmfulfoods.com/Hagman. Click the link below. All right. Yeah. And I want to thank them. And I want to thank you for your support, because without your support, we couldn't do what we do. And that includes supporting Steve Quayle. And support Steve Quayle, because he does stuff that in the background, he'll never tell you what he does. I know. He doesn't necessarily tell me. I hear it from people, and they'll say, "Do you know what Steve did?" I'm thinking, "Oh no, what'd he do?" And then they'll tell me, and it's like, "Wow, how great is that?" And I'm not joking either. The man is really a gift, a good friend, and a brother. I appreciate him, and I hope you do as well. And the knowledge which he imparts. With that, I'm going to shut up and really turn the program over to Steve Quayle. Just again, stevequayle.com. And folks, now's the time. Look, gold, you know, I expect to see that go up to $3,000. I really do. Maybe not next month, look how far it's gone. You know, I didn't think it would break the 2000 barrier. Man, it's going up. So, serious investors, you can trust Steve Quayle with your precious metals purchases. All right, with that, Steve Quayle. Steve, thanks for your patience. Thanks for hanging with me, and thanks for being here today.
Well, I think your sponsor's got one of the most important subject matters there is. Everyone, in case you don't know it, everything we eat, everything we drink, and everything we breathe is designed to kill us. Every single weather anomaly is designed to kill us. Every single piece of legislation is designed to kill us. The annihilation and extinction of and genocidal maniacs want all humans dead. So, kudos to your sponsor, Doug, because this is where you don't have health, you got nothing. And so, you know, it's important. And by the way, you know, today we're going to do this in a two-part series. And ladies and gentlemen, I cleared it with Doug for his permission. The first part I want to bring you up to is on the Glyph Project, about our new DVD. And for the record, this is not just what are we accused of, Doug? Oh, an infomercial. But ladies and gentlemen, a lot of you have been part of this. And when you hear and see what we're going to give you by imagery, I think you're going to understand, wow, I didn't have any idea how big this thing was. And I can say this, the glory of God, little humans cannot accomplish it. God has brought together from eight nations And listen, some really smart people. And for the record, Doug, just because of operational security, excuse me, I've chosen not to know their names. They have one contact person. They all, you know, they're all computer geniuses. They get the information to him. He distills it down to my level. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm all choked up already. And then I present it to you. The latest DVD in production, we're taking pre-orders. There's a reason for that, because, ladies and gentlemen, it's called Earth and the Crosshairs, the Interdimensional Gates of Hell have opened, not are opening, may open. Well, what did Jesus really mean about this? Well, it's the most, I would say this, profound undertaking that we've ever done in the Gen 6 world. This is not to brag, it's just to say, only, Doug, only this information that's been contained in this DVD, and we've got, you know, one of the world's most famous astrophysicists, Dr. Travis Taylor. Those of you who have watched the introduction, like I said, this is totally different. We've got one of the most famous Egyptologists in the world, William Henry, and we've got Cliff Mahudi, who unfortunately has passed away, and also Marcellus Medina, the head of the Pueblo Nations tribes, and these guys, stargates and orbs and portals and everything you see on Skinwalker Ranch. And by the way, those of you who have watched Skinwalker Ranch, you should. If you haven't, I strongly urge you to. Dr. Taylor and his team, they've got some really bright people. And the thing is that, Doug, all of our investigations overseas, whether it's in Tajikistan, whether it's in Russia proper, whether it's in Siberia, whether it's in Egypt, whether it's in Turkey, we're going to talk about right now some of the most amazing symbols and images. And Eric, if you wouldn't mind putting up those two scriptures, because I get a download so infrequently. But today I got a download, Doug, and I sent Eric the scriptures of Nehemiah. And Nehemiah was important. I think you'll understand this when you understand, you know, this is so critical. And, Doug, I'm going to read it. And it's just because Nehemiah was charged by the living God to go and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem because it had been sacked. It had been destroyed, had been pillaged, plundered, and Jerusalem went under. But here's the important part. I want to put this into the context of what we're doing and why it's so important. I've said before in so many broadcasts, when Jesus said, "Satan, get thee behind me," obviously he rebuked Peter, the Spirit speaking through Peter, not Peter himself, and also the devil. That means follow after me. That means where the gospel goes, evil will follow. And if evil is not challenged in spiritual warfare and victory gained, it overcomes. And that's what happened to this country, in my opinion. So verse 12, Nehemiah speaking, "And I arose in the night, I and some few men with me," emphasis on few, "neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon." In other words, he went singularly to survey the project that God had placed within his heart to do, that Nehemiah was received the king's favor. I want to share this story, but it's a great prayer. And if you're in a repentant, not openly sinning mode, to pray for God's favor. God's favor is given to those who recognize that everything we have comes by the goodness of God. And so I want to share this with you now. Listen to this. Verse 13, "And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well and the dung port." I thought, that's really weird. "Until the Lord gave me an understanding." I want to share it. It's important because what we're going to show on the Glyph Project, okay? "And viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire." And he says, "Then I went out to the gate of the fountain and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then went up by night by the brook and viewed the wall and turned back and entered by the gate of the valley and so returned. In other words, he went, he viewed, he perceived, and he had a calling from God. Now, Eric, if you put that next scripture into, if you would. Now, it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem, the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left thereupon. In other words, there's no way to get in, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates. Then that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, in other words, they're threatening Nehemiah, but they're outside the gate. Come, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that it cannot come down. And why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? Listen to this. I sent messengers unto them saying, I am doing the great work, so I cannot come down. He repeats that. Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Nehemiah didn't make excuses. He did what God had placed within his heart to do. So I'm praying this morning, and it was a download, and the Lord, I was going, Lord, what should I talk about on Doug and how much should I share? The things I share are not based on which I've been accused of. But the Lord said, Steve, the time will come, and I want you to start today. You will not address your accusers. Stay focused on exactly what I've given you to do, and I'll take care of them. Now, Doug, I get a lot of criticism for that. But I think God set me free of something, and I'm saying this to the glory of God, but also to the faithfulness of those of you who are praying for me. Then the Lord gave me the images of three people, pretty well known, in a parallel field. And I said, whoa, in essence, well, Nehemiah's, dealing with Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem. You listen to those names, and sand ballot sounds like, the American political process. It's just sand in a ballot. But the point is three images came to mind. I'm not even going to tell you who those people were. And then the word of the Lord came and said, you focus on building the walls. He then said, the project I have given to you, I will take care of them. Now, that's a pretty powerful revelation. We're going to talk about what we're going to talk about the next. So, Eric, if you put up the first image I sent you.
No, I just want to clarify something. We did not talk about those Bible passages at all before the show, right?
Not at all.
I started rereading the book of Nehemiah, my favorite book, actually, of the Bible, this past Monday. So,
wow.
Yeah, what does that mean? I don't know. I'm just telling you. And I think it's one of the most powerful books, and it relates to exactly what you're talking about. So I'm not going to go on, but go ahead, sir.
Well, see, Doug, and again, ladies and gentlemen, that's not coincidence. That's absolute amount that two or three witnesses be established. Now, everybody say, well, I think you guys talk. Uh-uh. I've been too busy. Doug's been too busy. And ladies and gentlemen, I thank you, Doug, for sharing that, because I would have had obviously no way of knowing. But now, Eric, go back. I want you to understand the front cover of our DVD cover is based on a similar gate like this. This is an actual Stargate. Those of you, and leave it up for a minute, those of you who have ever watched the movie, which is one of my favorite movies, of SG-1, Stargate SG-1, the amount of information that's accurate, obviously Hollywood took their liberties, but it's accurate to almost a T of what we're finding in the Glyph Project. And if it weren't for those of you supporting us, buying the DVD, and I just want to say this, we've had some amazing people that have been a blessing to us that understand the importance of this. Why is it? Next image, Eric. I want people to understand something, and this is going to be critical. The Nazis, the first image was 1905. This one's about 1940, I think, 41. and start beginning to notice, these are different gates, but if you can blow it up a little, Eric, all of them have specific glyphs or instructions on them. We'll show you a clearer picture in the next one. In other words, if you look at the borders, all of these individual components of the glyphs, these are actually stargates, are telling the same story, but some are telling the future. I'm not fortune-telling, but what's critical for people to understand, Doug, these are being turned up at different time periods, and what's only God can do, this, the description or the translation of these glyphs is time proportionate. In other words, they're being revealed as the world situation, the context of what's going on, people can then understand all the writing. It takes a computer that's doing 0.75 teraflops. That's a lot of juice, 750 trillion operations per second to go into this translation process. The next image, please, Eric. I think it'll be clearer to everybody, pun intended. And can you blow that one up a little? The glyphs here are much clearer. But what people don't understand is there are so many different factors to this glyph, and this is why they've been hidden to such a degree, but also why Hitler and that first picture, don't have to go back there, but all of these have photographs from the early 1900s into the mid-1940s establishing them in time. And so you see the glyphs up and down, obviously the lentils, the doorposts, I'm just calling them that. You see the illustration of the glyph, but you see something in the middle. And that middle jewel is important. Go to the next one, if you would, Eric. Very important.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. That's all we have, my friend.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go to the, if you would, what we're finding about the glyphs. That was in... Okay. Written form. Okay. I'm sorry about that.
No worries here. We're getting that now.
Okay. And, well, anyway, so Doug, this is to answer the reason why is this so important? Because keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, most people just dismiss the passage of, why there are, what was Jesus talking about? Who and what was Jesus talking about? The gates of hell. And the scripture says, open ye gates that the King of Glory might come in. And so what we're doing in this project, tasked by the living God, and for the record, Doug, again, I'll say this, it did not come from the will of man, nor did it come from a project of men. Even the most, I've been told by people in the world, three-letter agencies, even they don't have the translations. Now, they're thrilled we're doing their work for them. And we're doing it on an invisible budget. And they're doing it. They got billions to pour in. But God is in this. So I want to make this clear. As I share the next images on the screen for everybody.
Now, let me just clarify this. Is that about is that the Substack article?
Yes. Put okay. that up. That's okay. What I meant. Okay. And then I'll give an understanding here.
Okay.
Please put this Substack.
Yeah, that's coming. Okay, so yeah. There it is right
okay.
there.
Okay, thank you. And can you blow it up a little, Eric?
Why
on earth is a WEF in charge of Göbekli Tepe? Well, that's in Turkey, okay? And for those of you that have followed me for decades, I pretty much focused on Nemrut, Nemrut, Dog. Some people pronounce it just or spell it D-A-G, others with an H. And that's where the seven kings that used to sit on their thrones, which, by the way, are giants, are located. But this is interesting. They stopped the excavation midway. Notice who's stopping it, the WEF. What authority do they have to stop it? And everybody should look up the history of Göbekli Tepe. It's always on the Ancient Aliens, or at least some part. But they're saying the WEF has infiltrated the world's oldest, largest, and most mysterious ancient structure and has halted its excavation. okay, Doug, and I want to say, you're the investigator, Linear. You go, what in the world, or what the hell? And I'm talking about the literal location of hell. So many people think that's swearing if you say, you know, if they deny Jesus going to hell, because God deals with hell. But Doug, that once the WF has infiltrated the world's oldest, largest, and most mysterious ancient structure and has halted its excavation, as your, you know, investigative mind, what would be the first question you would ask on that?
Well, obviously, why? Not about the infiltration, but why have they stopped its excavation? Specifically, who among the WEF has infiltrated? Why did they infiltrate? But most importantly, I think, in this takeaway would be, why have they stopped?
Why? Yep. And again, now the next line is more than 100 T-pillars, Göbekli Tepe has a lot of T-pillars, but they all have petroglyphs, have rock carving, and they have glyphs and symbols. And wouldn't you know it, the stuff we're translating is showing up, okay? I'm not kidding you. Somebody said, you'd say they're stopping it because of you? I said, Lucifer is, and guess who controls the WEF?
Yep.
Now, why on earth is the WF in charge of Göbekli Tepe? Well, what's interesting, there's a little video, and by the way, the Zoom isn't related to us as you scroll down, and it has nothing to do with our glyph project, but what authority does the WEF have? Well, I'll tell you what, they take the authority and they assume they are the little G's of this world, the gods of this world. Nobody hates the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, or the things of Christianity more than Yuval Noah Harari, okay? If some people pronounce it Harari, well, I say, I wish it were Harikari, okay? And I wish that, you know, and this is my opinion, he's an imp, I-M-P, from hell. He's considered one of the brightest men in the world. So when you understand the WEF, I'll leave it with those initials, what gives them the authority? What gave them the authority to tell everybody listening to this program today, you're going to quit eating meat, you're going to eat insects? But they also told us, and ladies and gentlemen, if this offends you, then stand up, fight against it. You're going to eat your own feces and drink your own urine. That's what Klaus Schwab said, and he mysteriously stepped down. I want to say this. I don't know all the details, but he was made, when I say an offer that he couldn't refuse, in essence, you either step down or you're toast. Toast means you're taken off plant. You're killed. That would never come out. But yet, understand the WEF has a supernatural evil origin. And if you see who are members of it, they're Illuminists, they're globalists, they're Satanists, they're Luciferian worshipers. And in essence, they're at war with the world that God created. They are in favor of transhumanism. They're in favor of singularity, combining human beings and robots or automatons. And as Doug, you and I have done shows, I've done a lot of them, different areas, different platforms on AI. I call that the alien infestation, alien meaning transdimensional. They either come through stargates, portals, or wormholes. And in essence, they're destroying humanity by selling human beings on two lies coming out of the Garden of Eden. Ye shall not die, and ye shall be as gods. Because when you hear the intelligence that's being offered, the literal knowledge of good and evil, in essence, the braggarts from Beelzebub, Beelzebub's braggarts, Beelzebub's another name for the devil, are saying, you're going to have God-like knowledge. You're going to have God-like power. Ye shall be as gods. And you'll never die. I wouldn't want to listen to a lying evil spirit bound on earth that will be put in the lake of fire promising me eternal life, because they don't have it. They have eternal damnation. And so do these people that follow them. So let me tell you what we've learned. And then, we'll get into the Russia thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to pre-order the DVDs. There's two reasons. We're shortening the time period producing this. And those of you who've seen the trailer, I mean, the feedback I'm getting, it's astonishing. I interviewed for another Daniel Holdings and I interviewed together Travis Taylor for a second round of information. He offered us some follow-up questions. Mind-blowing, Doug, mind-blowing. Dr. Travis Taylor is the lead scientist at Skinwalker Ranch on the whole project. You always see him at the beginning and talking, and obviously there's a whole team of guys involved, and we're Travis and the team at Skinwalker Ranch is, how do I say this? They don't have the skills amongst themselves. They bring in the smartest people in the world. And so we're dealing with the ancient aliens on the History Channel, I think. We're dealing with Skinwalker Ranch. And then over here, we're dealing with Expedition Bigfoot. That's the best. I hope they bring it back on. And even in Expedition Bigfoot, their camera systems have picked up predator-like images. That Predator was one of the most famous movies when it first came out. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Carl Weathers, and Jesse the Body Ventura. That was one of the most astonishing science fiction movies. Basically, aliens come to Earth to hunt humans, and they were able to cloak themselves. And when you would see the Predator on the movie, you would see kind of a translucent form. And the Expedition Bigfoot people were able to absolutely cover that image. I maintain that the majority of scripts coming out of Hollywood have a supernatural influence, directing, guiding, and leading to people to accept the ultimate deception. The ultimate deception, the aliens created us. So let me share what people may want to know, what propels, what I would say this, the energy behind this, God's energy. I'm not talking any kind of new age, but the desire to share with the people of God preemptively the attack that's going to come on God like nothing we've ever seen. The attack physically on believers, which is going to accelerate, like Jesus said, there's never been a time like it. So here's what's critical. Because of the Glyph team, and they're all over the world, literally different, you know, different nations, we know the identity of each gate. We know the activation sequence of each gate. When I told my wife that, she said, "Don't you dare go near that." I said, "Well, I'm pretty well removed. I mean, this gate is in Tajikistan. Other gates are, you know, in the Busigi Mountain, Busegi or Busegli Mountains of Romania. And, you know, so I'm not rushing to open the gates, but the ones in the desert southwest, which we'll get to, are, you know, how do I say this? They're within reach. But I have no desire to open the gates of hell, Doug. I want to make that clear. I have no desire. I'm more interested in closing them.
I love her comment to you, though. You have to. God bless her. You know, that'd be something my wife would say to me. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Yep. Needless to say, I don't share much from that point on. I'm sorry for clearing my throat. We got a lot of stuff floating in the air in Bozeman. So we also have been able, and this is key, to, and not me, I just want to say that this is the team that God had placed together. I'm the guy that came up with the concept. I know a lot about computers. This is a mouse. I know that, okay? Operating system. Operating system is what I do with my computers after I spill water on my laptop. And it goes kaput. It doesn't need to be fixed. It needs to be, you know, completely replaced. It was irreplaceable. So we know the voice or the touch power and how to control the gates. I don't think people understand that. Operation is a normal gate. There's multiple operations of these. Now listen to this. Each one of these gates has a weapons mode. I wrote the book, Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II. I rest my case. The entire war in the Ukraine is once again once again bringing the Nazi Third Reich to the forefront of everybody's mind. When Russia fought and lost 27 million people to resist the Nazi infiltration and war against Russia, you know, they have a different understanding of history. And for the record, the Allies did not win World War II. It was basically a strategic settlement. And the, let's say this, sure, there were treaties assigned. Sure, there were Nuremberg trials. But guess those guys at Nuremberg that obviously were tried and executed, those weren't the power behind the Third Reich. Obviously, some of them were powerful figures. But the ones that were really powerful were brought. Power means had knowledge of supernatural vehicles, i.e. the Hanabu flying saucers. All of these things that Operation High Jump incorporated, some of the most brilliant scientists in the world, Dr. Wernher von Braun. Gee, who was the head of the U.S. space program? Dr. Hermann Oberth. He was the second most famous missile scientist at that time. Notice all of the issues of flying saucers centering around Roswell incident. And for the record, Roswell was only one, and the perpetual focusing on Roswell takes away from the 46, this is the number I was given, 46 other crashes that basically, you keep everybody's focus here, Doug, even in a, I guess you'd call it a train or trail of evidence, and they keep, you know, this is it, this is it, this has got to be it. But the people that are controlling the narrative don't want you to see what's behind the curtain. What do you call that in, you know, detective lingo? In essence, misdirection?
Yeah, I'd settle for that. And a current example, just real quick. You know, Hunter Biden's trial where he was found guilty of three charges. Okay. And then the tax case coming up. That's not that. That's misdirection, because the real stuff is not being looked at. And it's the same thing to what you're talking about. I mean, I'm just trying to put it in, you know, modern terms or modern scenario. So, yeah, it's misdirection. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
In our film, and I mean, it's going to appear. I want to say this for all the people around the world. It will go up on Vimeo, video on demand, or viewing on demand, VOD, probably 2 weeks. I'm looking at the last week in July. We're doing our best to get everything done, meaning DVDs in hand, by August. I want to make it clear, there's nothing we can send at this point. The trailers have been incredibly informative. That's the response I'm getting.
Very much so. And if you haven't watched it, folks, watch the trailer. I think I often say this, you know, that like the last DVD, one of the best, if not the best. But this really hits a lot of issues important to what's happening and what is about to happen in the world today. I cannot speak highly enough about the current DVD, the current video download, video on demand. Watch the trailer, folks. Go ahead, sir.
Well, not only important as the operation of the gate, and this maybe will explain to you guys, when I have Jesse G, the director of Antiquities for Gen 6, and when he, by prayer and fasting, and I got to tell you, I don't know. I've never met anybody that knows spiritual warfare better than him. I've never known anybody that has the appearance of such heinous creatures as Jesse. But what's important is that the amount of knowledge he has, even in the trailer, you'll see him walking on the beach and talking about, you know, when for instance, how do orbs or how do flying saucers, UAPs, how do they go into solid matter? Well, I mean, it's going to be explained in such a mind-blowing way. But what does all matter? Well, it's basically composed of electrons, neutrons, protons, and I won't even deal with morons, okay? That's the mysterious particle. So what we're doing is, and I want to make this clear, If you understand how to operate the gate, you can understand how to shut down the gate. When Tom Horn and I and others were in the desert Southwest, I think we were there for 10 days at least, we interviewed Cliff Mahudi, who's passed away, Zuni Eldred. We interviewed, again, Marcellus Medina. These, you'll see these guys in the trailer. Two of the most, they're like not, how do I say this carefully? They're tribal chiefs, tribal leaders, or in Cliff's case, he got kicked out of the Zuni tribe, I believe, because he was sharing their secrets. You know, Cliff Mahudi is a guy you'll see on Ancient Aliens or past episodes. He always had the alien bolo tie. Everybody said, man, that's cool. pretty cool. And I got a chance to sit with him. And one of my dearest, closest friends, JD, you don't need to know any more than that, but JD was with us. He was a spectator, and he watched and heard the conversation between Cliff and I, Marcellus and I, and you know, there were other people. Tom Horn was talking to this person. Timothy Alberino was there talking to this person. But they were all, we were all filming, you know, the different interviews, and everybody was at the interview site. So this is the mouth of three or four witnesses. So Cliff Mahudi, we've got about an hour of him. I think Marcellus, maybe a half hour of each. And with this DVD, we're going to have a bonus reel of just those guys. We're going to have Travis Taylor, mind-blowing, just mind-blowing. We're going to have, obviously, Cliff Mahudi. We're going to have William Henry, mind-blowing the stuff he knows about Egypt. We're going to have Marcellus, and we're going to have Jesse. And there's nobody who knows orbs, portals, and I would say this, the hidden ways they operate better than he. And by the grace of God, with all your prayers, he moved out of the murder capital. And I corrected him on air, I think, but Tijuana was considered the murder capital of the world. He lived in Tijuana. And he told his own story. I mean, the gangs want him bad. Not to kill him, except the ones that said, well, if you join the other gangs, we'll kill you. The other gang said, you join that gang. So by the grace of God, I want to tell everybody, when you tell me you're praying for Jesse, when you tell me you're praying for me, when you tell me you're praying for the Glyph team, again, ladies and gentlemen, some have eyes to see the importance of this. So let me get to the bottom line, okay? When you see 9,000 or 90,000-year-old, you're hearing me right, pre-Adamic stargates, and they're praising Lucifer. I ask people, when was the war in heaven? Tell me, come on. You've got all the answers. Oh, Lucifer's not Satan. Yes, he is. Jesus. See, people will split hairs, but they miss the big picture. Everything we see on Earth, I'm going to transition into Russia. Everything we see on Earth relating to Russia, the United States, the coming war, the kings of the East that are going to oppose the rise of Antichrist, even in the glyphs, the contemporary one, a glyph is a symbol. It to most people look like something out of the Predator movie with all those cool symbols, which, by the way, all had purpose. All the different glyphs you've seen in China, the Chinese have 106,000 characters. I'm trying to do this right off the top of my head. I didn't know this. I thought we just look at a Chinese character is not just a vowel, a consonant, a paragraph. It's a complete thought. And so in order to translate those glyphs of even China, you have to understand the age of the glyph, the context of the glyph, and like, again, anybody who's ever seen a Chinese character, you go, man, would you hate to be a kid trying to learn to write all that stuff? I mean, you remember we were taught ABCs and we had to stay within the lines? Well, some of you did. I never did, you know? I combined, what is it called, cursive and printing. Is that what it's called when you write your name out, cursive? All the time when I was learning to write, I was cursing. I'm just kidding. Cursive, but to understand the Chinese language, 106,000 characters, 106,000, that's old Chinese and new Chinese, had to be deciphered. line by line. Jesus said of Hebrew, not one jot or tittle will pass away. So this is how big this project is. I can tell you this. It's physically impossible. It's supernaturally impossible and financially impossible. And it's been the generations like people buying the DVDs. He's just pitching this. Nobody has been tasked, ordered, and I would say this, the steps of a righteous man ordered by the Lord. Only in Jesus are any of us righteous, are ordered by the Lord. There is a reason for this. I see the end, and I want to share this. I'm in no way comparing myself to Nehemiah. If I quote Jesus, I don't think people, some of the critics, he thinks he's Jesus. No, but here's what I'm saying from this point on, Doug, and I've got a bad habit. The Lord said, don't listen to Tobias, don't listen to Geshem, and don't listen to Sanballat, because all of the critics had one thing going, against what Nehemiah's doing. They had to stop at all costs. Now, hear this. That task that the living God had given his servant Nehemiah to do. And ladies and gentlemen, even Mary, the mother of Jesus, and I'm not a Catholic, so I'm just telling you, she, the minute the angel of the Lord told her, you're going to bear the Messiah, she hid it in her heart. I mean, everybody would think you're crazy. And now because of science fiction, well, actually, more non-Christians would accept what I'm saying today than Christians. I saw people who don't understand cannot see or comprehend God's hand. There you go. People who fail to understand can't see God's hand. And so this is why the Hagman supporters, ours, mine, Doug's, you guys have all been responsible for this. A couple of amazing men, I won't even give the initials, a couple of amazing women who have just been so generous. I'll just say these two initials. Thank you, BK. And by the way, BK is not in the UK. The point is that astonishing intercessors, entire prayer groups, God giving the revelation how important this is. It's not a question of self-importance or ego. With Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, it is. But the project has God's life in it. Jesse's about his father's business, his heavenly father. Daniel Holdings about his heavenly father. I'm about my heavenly father. And the core group that we have doing this, and I mean, if it weren't for Jed, and if it weren't for Darren, Darren is doing a wonderful job. He's the art director for Gen 6, and he's the one that comes up with the DVD. But every cover we do, and every back cover we do, is to convey not only image, but a thought, and that's where we're at, Doug, on the project. Hey, Eric, is it possible to cue up like the first minute of the trailer? Is that okay, Doug, with your permission?
Yeah, it is. And Eric the Tech is doing that right now. And Steve, hold that thought, because this is a good time to just break for a moment. And again, folks, Steve Quill, stevequill.com, talking about perhaps one of the most fantastic, if not the best, at least in my view, and the most relevant expose, report, intellectual product from Gen 6, stevequill.com. I'm telling you right now, the current download, which you're about to see the trailer for, a minute or so of the trailer for, is really important, I believe. But again, thank you for the support, the supporters who are downloading and purchasing, pre-ordering the DVD. Thank you for the people who support us as well, including some sponsors. And hey, folks, this Sunday is Father's Day. I can't guarantee you're going to be able to get this order fulfilled, but if you contact easysummercool.com right now, there's a good chance you will. I got something really cool here. It's I take it with me in the office, and I also use this on my patio. And, when you look at the weather and you see the strange, anomalous temperatures and such taking place over the last few months. You know, countries across really the planet are experiencing the hottest temperatures ever recorded. What's worse, if power goes out during these extreme heat waves, you're now looking at a potentially life-threatening situation. Dozens are already reported dead from the sweltering heats in parts of the planet that that's not common. Well, that's why I'm preparing for the heat. I'm using this device with the help of this amazing little device. I absolutely love the security and peace of mind it brings me. I love the comfort it brings to me. And thanks to it, I'm able to keep my home, my office, even my outside patio area really nice, ice cold without traditional electricity. It's a potential lifesaver if a blackout occurs during one of those deadly heat waves. All you have to do is place it next to you, and you can enjoy up to 25 hours of very, very cold, freezing cold air from nearly anywhere, or anywhere you're at. It's a perfect gift for Dad for this Father's Day, but you got to order today. You got to order now. Make yourself as happy and cool as I am this summer. Go to EasySummerCool.com, just like it sounds, EasySummerCool.com. That's EasySummerCool.com. Or just click on the link in the description box for up to 60% off today with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and fast USA shipping. It's easy to use. It's an ultra portable fan in there. You can get cool air whenever and wherever you want. Long-lasting, powerful battery that lasts 6 to 25 hours. I ran it, I think, for pretty close to 25 hours without a problem. The blades are quiet. The unit has battery power indicators, and there's some speed regulation on there if you so choose. It's lightweight and portable, and it's guaranteed. You can get up to 56% off for a limited time, and it's guaranteed a safe checkout at the website. Go to EasySummerCool.com. That's EASY, SummerCool.com. All right, Steve Quill from SteveQuill.com. We're ready, I think, now for the trailer. Here it is.
That a lot of these phenomena are quantum physical in nature. Consciousness is quantum physical in nature. Your brains work like a quantum computer. And reality is some superposition of all of us different quantum computers interacting with each other. Since quantum physics does happen across the universe instantaneously, it makes sense that things happening at Skinwalker Ranch might be connected to things happening, say, in Sedona or Denver, or pick your place where weird stuff is happening. They could all very well be connected. And here's the other thing. I'm thinking right now, I'm talking right now at least, about things in space. Quantum physics we know now is across time, instantaneously. And I don't mean into the future. I mean all of time. Your future does influence your past. Think about what I just said. So we don't know what these phenomena are or when or where they came from.
Stargates and portals lead to different dimensions, and they also lead to different areas of space. Portals open into the spirit dimension and the spirit world.
Stargates are the gateway or the doorway to the heavens.
Stargates.
Stargates.
From north to south, you find constant references to portals, gateways, stargates in our contemporary vernacular.
When you go into Indian country, There are so many different places, what they call sacred areas. The different Pueblo people, they have their own, if you want to call them stargates. That's where they go and they talk directly to the other beings from different dimensions. And we call them spirit people.
The stargates are basically the openings any person that asks for permission to speak to their gods and to the spirit world, as we call it. These stargates can be opened up through prayers, through sacrifice, making of potteries and whistles. These instruments were used to open up these stargates. These doorways, dimensional spirals, will open up.
When one can appreciate the meaning of the spiral as a symbol for a gateway into other realms, it gives you sort of a pair of magic glasses then to peer around the world. We see spirals on rock art all over the world going back many thousands of years. And when we see the spiral, it represents a portal or a gateway, but they also represent sound or vibration. An important attribute of the Stargate technology of the ancients. There was a clear belief that sound, or perhaps chanting or other sounds, could be utilized to open these portals and gateways. So by appreciating the symbol of the spiral, it puts us into the language, if you will, of the Stargate travelers.
We're talking about multiple dimensions that stargates and portals connect to. So what is important for everyone to understand is that stargates and portals are actively being articulated, opened, and closed as we speak.
They are operating within the boundaries and constraints of the universal laws that govern our physical realm. They are operating and maneuvering within the realm and the sphere of our existence, utilizing every known and available particle component from the lowest, most primitive to the highest, most complicated and advanced levels, manipulating down and into the most intricate detail within the spectrum of the particle world of quantum mechanics, then manifesting themselves as quantum particles on a larger scale. That is, when they are not deceptively masquerading as craft or mythological creatures and deities from our ancient past.
Do you understand what time it is? It's the end of the age.
Where are they coming from? How many of them are here? And what are they doing? What is their intent? That's the thing that scares me.
Both angelic and fallen angelic beings can equally utilize this technology. I mean, I would like to think that the power of love, the power of Christ, would be an essential aspect of this. But the stories betray that. And instead, they say that the fallen ones, the darker entities, also are able to utilize this technology.
We're watching real-time evidence of this phenomenon accelerating. The fallen angels' endgame, whether you want to accept the fact they're aliens from other planets or interdimensional beings from a spiritual world that's another dimension, separate and distinct from our physical world, the endgame is that the greatest deception in mankind's history is coming into play. When it comes to the belief of the common man, they believe that the aliens create them and that the aliens are coming back, the Prometheus factor, if you will. So that's where we're at right now, and we're just beginning to see the beginning, the advance guard of the total alien infestation of planet Earth. Earth is in the crosshair. The gates of hell have opened.
Go to gen6.com, order it today. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. It's a pre-order, but show the trailer to everyone you know, and because the trailer alone, that was just absolutely stunning, a stunning piece of work. Thank you, Steve. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and it's so important. It's so pertinent. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you're going to get a bonus reel. Now, this may sound like a pitch. Oh, you're pitching. Yeah, I am. I'm going to give you a glimpse of the future, but you're going to either have to seek God and say, God, is this what's really going to happen? And then you're going to have to act accordingly, because people, Doug, will reject Jesus Christ, and more will reject Jesus and accept the Antichrist. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you can't get any brighter than Dr. Travis Taylor, multiple PhDs. And we had such an enjoyable interview. I mean, you know, I wanted to more. I wanted to go next week's episode and encourage everybody to watch Skinwalker Ranch. And again, look, I have nothing to do with the History Channel, but I want to share this. I watch most of the episodes for sure one time, sometimes two times, or I go back to things I've missed. Every gate we've shown, just this little introduction, Doug, we're going into such depth and detail, but I will share that those glyphs you're seeing from antiquity are showing up in the private communications between Lucifer's fallen angels and the earthlings, who are basically their lapdogs or their puppets. And step by step for World War III, the arrival of Lucifer's son, whom the Bible talks about, this is what is in these gates. And, you know, I get excited. Again, it's a good thing I don't have a seatbelt yet, but I want to thank everybody that will pre-order the DVD, that will, you know, start pondering these issues. And this time, and I've got to say this, this time, those of you who order the pre-order the DVDs, you'll get an update as we go along. And again, those of you who have been so gracious to us to pray for us, that, you know, my donors that have helped us do this, this is an expensive deal. This is going to be 2 to 3 times the price. I thought it was going to be maybe 2 times, because, ladies and gentlemen, we have to pull out all stops, because we're dealing with World War III, and people say, well, how does all this fit in? Simple, because a man of peace is going to come on the scene. The aliens, and Doug, this is why Göbekli Tepe is being taken over by the WEF, because they want to control, and how should I say this, keep certain glyphs out of our control. That has nothing to do with flattery. It has everything to do with the singular importance of this project. So once again, I want to thank everybody that's buying, pre-ordering these things, because it's astonishing. Can I tell you something? It's mind-blowing. Again, final statement, you know, you can go to gen6.com. You can just go on our link on the front page and read the back cover, because the back cover says so much, tells so much. And I think by seeing how many people we've got, and by the way, I don't appear much in this film. I wanted everybody else to. It's important you see Native American elders, both living and unfortunately Cliff passed away. Doug, Cliff passed away, Cliff Mahoody. We had set up a very elaborate television station to television station in Sedona, where he was going to go to film some of the most mind-boggling stuff. It does not appear in the film. I photographed Sedona from a helicopter. By the way, I'm done with that. You know, that's all on film. And when you watch Skinwalker Ranch or after Skinwalker Ranch, you're going to find out about a lot of tunnels. You're going to find in Sedona, there are underground bases there. And when they try and fly into certain areas with drones, Andy Bassamani and the other guy's name, I forget, Bard, I'm too excited right now. Those are the Forbidden Zone. It's like a Star Trek movie. And so all of the lore of the Stargates in Sedona, for instance, and all the vortexes. And oh, by the way, all of these gates have a vortex, either that's predominant. And when you see the jewels, I want you to understand this. If you understand how lasers work, light amplification by the stimulation of the emission of radiation, you'll understand the ancient Hindu battles between Durga. You're going to understand about really strange nuclear wars that took place, vitrified. That means the deserts are turned to glass. And this is why the greatest cover-up in history we have a window. I don't know. God knows the window. 6 months. Somebody says, well, what happens if World War III comes? Well, then those who are alive will be alive to at least know what they've gotten. But it's our goal, and I believe God will give us the grace to get this out in record time. So that's why it's important. Thank you, Doug, for letting me show this. Thank you, Eric, for putting it up. And I want to transition now to the hot spot, which happens to be the Caribbean.
Before you transition, I just want to say this. You had mentioned about the passing of one of the operatives.
Cliff Mahudi.
Right. I find it very interesting when one of the very last things that Russ Dizdar and I spoke about were the glyphs, or the ancient angelic writing glyphs and symbols found that we found that he was given, and then he gave to me to give to you. So I find this not just timely, but of God in terms of the timing. And I thank you for all that you do. And folks, if you think that this is irrelevant, it's not. So, and this also is a wonderful transition into your next topic. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, I want to go on record. I do not believe America can be made great again. There is no foundation to support that statement. And again, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to show everyone and what the team is trying to show everyone is a supernatural evil presence that is basically in our world right now. One of the, and I wish I could find the article, was on my website. Eric, maybe you can take a glance, but one of Russia's outspoken thinkers, and he may have been a deputy secretary of the foreign ministry, made this interesting statement. He basically said, just as God, and he didn't spare the word, the God of the Bible destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, so will, in essence, the United States be destroyed by fire. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm on record. God has raised up Russia to bring judgment on the United States and Western Europe. If anybody wants to go to the Vigilant Citizen and look up about the ceremony, the GOTS-CHARD tunnel, that one that, you know, had the most demonic ceremonies where all of NATO's heads were at, or the representatives at, and it opens with a Baphomet dancing around on stage. This thing is so supernaturally evil. And I'm just telling you this, God raises up nations to judge other nations. He made the statement, and it's true. And I saw an interview that Greg Reese did. Kudos to Greg Reese. He went to Moscow and interviewed Russian, just ordinary Russian citizens. They look like they're early 20s. And it was interesting. One of the gentlemen said, we believe in the family. One woman, one man. We believe in children. We believe in the Western civilizations. We have values. And when he asked about the United States, they basically said, move to Russia. And you know, I get told that. You're a Russian agent. Move to Russia. I'm not a Russian agent, but I understand. If the scripture's clear that even people that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, doesn't mean they go to heaven, doesn't mean they have eternal life, but when they do that which is right in the sight, God blesses them. President Putin, and look, I got to tell you this. There are people that think that this is just the takeover. No, the takeover happened from our internal traitors. Most of them are communists. And by the way, most of them are on the payroll of, let's just say this, the Far East and China. You mean to tell me that Gruesome Newsom, the governor of the United States of Beijing, you know, can clean up the streets of San Fran, I'll say it so it's not offensive, Cisco, upon President Xi's arrival, yet he didn't give a darn about all the vets, all the people languishing, that all his policies, and now due to the minimum wage, look, I'm just saying, due to the minimum wage, restaurant chains are shutting down. And this restaurant issue is so critical. With all the restaurants are gone, the food Gordian knot, not the Gordian knot, but the food strangulation knot around our necks, which actually are used to get food to our stomach, are going to be complete. So what is the deal with Russia? Russia has 25% of the fresh water in the world. Russia has plenty of grain. Russia has plenty of oil and gas. They have a, in my opinion, a leader who is one of the most strategic thinkers. Compare President Putin to, the emperor that has no clothes, who freezes, or gets the glaze or trips over himself. And then look at what President Putin has done, set up a separate BRICS nation and saying this, let's have equal measures. In other words, if somebody's a great wheat producing nation, wheat will be valued at what all the other wheat nations have, and it'll be based on equity. Oh, that doesn't exist. And Doug, fast forward into the gold market. People said, well, how come gold went down 70, 80 bucks the other day? I'll tell you why. Because one of the most insolvent banks, investment banks in the world sold, listen to this number, $1 trillion worth of future gold, I think either 2 years out, 2026 or 2027, at a 20% discount, and took in $1 trillion. The profit on that quick and dirty, I did the math, is probably about $200 billion. With $200 billion, they were able, and look, if my numbers are off, it's not intentional, but with the money they generated by selling paper gold, they were able to go out and buy physical gold. And now what do you see? It's the same old milking the cow process, but it's not going to work at a certain point. Getting back to Russia, Russia has fantastic gold reserves. Russia owns the platinum mines of the world. For the record, Russia owns the diamond mines of the world, including De Beers in South Africa. They own the platinum mine 50 miles down the road from me, the Stillwater. And it's fascinating to me that we're watching nations without gunpowder, United States, nations without bullets, United States, nations without rifles, United States, nations without hypersonic missiles, the United States. I'm giving everybody a reality check. And now they're talking about drafting your sons, my sons, our daughters. I don't know any words, and I won't try and, use any words that are so offensive. And, Doug, I want to say this. You and I have been on, your program, my program, programs together for what? How many years? Decades?
15, and yet, at least, yeah.
Yeah, 15. Okay. And yet people are more offended at certain words, and I get them all the time. And I'm saying, so have you ever stood up for the slaughter of the innocents, little babies being butchered? Have you ever stood up or did you stand up against the war on the Supreme Court with the Ten Commandments being kicked out? Have you ever stood up against your psychosexual perverted school boards? Have you ever done anything? Tell me. I just want to know. You're demanding of me a reason for why do you use those kind of words? Well, I'll be honest. I was frustrated. I'm praying. Those of you who are praying for me. There's not one point in history of broadcasting, I think I'm going into 10,000 hours this year, of being on so many shows, so many statements that, that's a lot of frustration. But I'm going to leave this thought. Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, and in that context of the word that God gave me today, those are three of my biggest quasi-Christian critics, okay? If their proof is in the pudding, they better show a different pudding recipe than bitter pudding. Nobody wants to drink or eat pudding, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, whatever flavors, with vinegar and what do they call it? Vinegar and the P word. So the thing is that please everyone. Pray and ask the Lord what the lateness of the hour is. So here's what's going on in the Gulf. How much time do we have?
We've got about 15 minutes, my friend.
Okay, good. So we just saw yesterday, literally, Canadian warships, U.S. warships, and Russian warships, which are in the Caribbean. We have encircled the Ukraine, we, the United States, We have sent, we got every NATO nation sending F-16J or nuclear capable fighter jets against Russia. The United States has gone on record how many times, nuke Russia, nuke Russia, nuke Russia. Russia never said that. And I would say remarkable strength is when you have the ability to take out your opponent, but you absolutely don't. It's like somebody who basically learns basic boxing going on and taking, you know, on some kung fu master or anybody that's skilled in martial arts. I want to say this too. Any of you who are Christians that are skilled in martial arts, when you see people getting beat up, bludgeoned by for protesting, pray about God. Go practice your weapons taking techniques on the streets, unarmed. And I know this, Doug, if you stop evil, the person trying to stop evil pays the price and the evil person doesn't. But pray. This is what I'm saying. Don't do it unless you do it, unless you pray first. So what is Russia doing in the Gulf? The Caribbean will get to the Gulf of Mexico. Russia is using the exercise, oh, quote, our exercise, NATO exercise, biggest in the world. We're delivering weapons to Ukraine, Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. Those are the older names. Finland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark. That used to be called Scandinavian. They used to have the wonderful N word, neutral. But now Cuba, this is a flashpoint of ignorance when people bring this up. This is just like the Cuban Missile Crisis. I lived at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I even understood it. Listen, at that point, Russia did not have nuclear superiority. We do at that point. Now we have nuclear inferiority. Even the 11 submarines, okay, I'm going from Cuba to the Atlantic Ocean. That's private. That's not classified information. That's open source. Veterans Today carried on. And one of those boomers on two occasions, it was either a boomer on one occasion, a fast attack sub on the other, surfaced mid-Florida, off Melbourne, and on two occasions, broadcast in shortwave, using shortwave radios, and basically said this: "You stupid Americans, we're within seconds away of destroying you. Why are you letting this president bring you to the point of utter destruction?" In English, mind you. Well, people who are in the old world of signal intelligence, Cold War warriors, NSA, CIA, DIA, and people that were fighting and trying to keep America's secrets, they were picking it up because those guys on the submarines were trying to give a warning. Not a word about it in the press. Doug, you and I were talking at the beginning of the show. We talked 5 minutes before the show that, in essence, there is no mainstream vomit brokering media that is allowed to tell the truth. And if they do, they disappear. Now, Tucker Carlson.
And you're put on an enemies list. I don't know whether you saw that. Well, you did see that. I think he had a link to it. But yes, you and I escaped it somehow. But yes, if you talk poorly about Ukraine, the fact that it's a sewage laundromat for the globalists, you're put on an enemies list. Many of our colleagues are on there. And yes, so you are endangering yourself by doing so. And about the Caribbean, Jimmy Dore had reported 2 days ago exactly what you reported weeks ago.
Yeah, leave that up, Doug, and you can leave off the F word, because morons will be offended by it. But that's true. Read that and, obviously edit it, but read what Jimmy said.
Well, Jimmy Dore, quoting another poster on X, said, "Congratulations to all you effing morons who put the Ukrainian flags in your profile because you're too stupid to figure out you're being lied to again by the war machine. Russia is now sending hypersonic missiles to Cuba. Missiles, by the way, that cannot protect against missiles we cannot protect against, and missiles every or even the U.S. military does not possess, along with nuclear submarines. Hooray, you're about to get your World War III. And there's a short video clip on there, as well as verification in another post, which I don't have available, about the surfacing around the east coast of Florida as well, in the Atlantic. Go ahead.
Well, again, the east coast is covered with 11 submarines. I want people to pay attention to these numbers. Now, obviously, they're not all boomers, nuclear subs, but Russia has fast attack subs. And, you know, I get criticized, and because I'm telling you, look, you can talk about facts, and facts don't count, because emotions, hypnosis, and what I would say, narcosynthesis, that's a synthetic reality introduced that the CIA said, well, no, our efforts have been effective, mind control, when everything the American people believe is a lie. That's a director of a Central Intelligence Agency, I don't know, what, 15 years ago? But now, let me give you the good news, okay? The mainstream press, the vomit brokering, accessories to genocide. Oh, you remember COVID? You remember if you took ivermectin? You remember if you don't wear a mask and stand 6 feet? You notice what I figured, Doug? 6 feet is coffin length, okay? In essence, if you don't step in to the coffins we designed to kill you, you're an enemy of the state. And now we know that Fauci, who I called Dr. Faustus from the beginning, Faustus obviously sold his soul to the devil, Mephistopheles, and you know, for riches and everything that on earth that the devil seduces humans with, and that's something everybody should look up, is, you know, Faustus and the play that came out of. Okay, so the Gulf Coast is covered with this is really important. The East Coast 11. The West Coast 11 and the Gulf Coast is covered by an attack submarine I'm reading off my screen, which has the ability to launch hypersonic cruise missiles with nuclear warheads. And the Gulf is covered from Cuba and Venezuela as well. I have categorically rejected, fought, you know, being infuriated against, because everybody I know from four-star generals who I have had no contact with for the past 10 years. And the reason being is I could not fulfill my calling in the Lord and not give information I thought was important to the people of God. That's the truth. Now, why is Hawaii covered with a boomer? That is a nuclear submarine. That is one of the Russians' most effective nuclear submarines, Black Hole. And the reason they call it a Black Hole is U.S. Navy can't find them. They can't find them. If they surface, true story, submarines surface literally alongside an aircraft carrier, let everybody know they're there, probably wave and who knows, give middle finger salutes. The interesting thing is once that submarine resubmerges, they're untrackable. They cannot be found. Russia's torpedoes are, you know, 400 miles an hour, 10 times the speed of a U.S. torpedo. This isn't the talk of a traitor. This is the talk of Gerald Celente says a powerful statement. I love his one-liners. When they can't deal with the economics, they take you to war. They take you to war. We're being taken to war. Macron, it was just on a newspaper quote today. I posted on my website. They're 180% in debt, okay? They don't have any assets. But why is it every broke nation is making war on a nation that has all the natural resources, has technological advantage, has moral values? Everybody making war against Russia, making war, has taken a moral Luciferian stance. And I can back that statement up. Oh, and how about our own very own offense department, OFFENSE? Please, everyone, please. We told you in our private briefings, those who are subscribed, that, by the way, that's closed now. You can still get on the Q files. You join the Q files. And I'm even going to have to change the rate. Everybody who's on it will be charged what they've always been charged. I'm going to raise the price, because if people are getting off of it, not because I guess they say it has nothing to do with the content, but they're getting off of it. And the way they're getting off of it, Doug, is claiming credit card fraud. These are people who have been with us 2 and 3 years. Credit card fraud is easier than calling the bank and saying, you know, and every time, in essence, I'm discouraged with that attitude. But going on, okay, Hawaii is covered with one boomer. Everybody's talking about Zuckerberg's, you know, billion-dollar bunker on the island of Kauai. Got to tell you something, poor choice of location. Kauai is the headquarters of the Pacific Missile Theater Range, Pacific Command Center, controlling all the assets, if there are any left, in space, i.e. space and communication satellites. Everything, every surface ship, destroyers, aircraft carriers, whatever else is on the surface, every underwater asset. And ladies and gentlemen, it's where Edward Snowden used to work in the NSA, one of the most critical NSA signal intelligence gathering bases in the world. I don't need to go over there. I flew over it. The Lord spoke and said, this is where World War III starts. But it's interesting. There's a boomer there, a Russian nuclear sub. We're surrounded. That's called encirclement. We're defeated. And Doug, how do you send 300,000? And by the way, this is actually in the documents that people have seen that have sent to me, not the documents, but the information. They are favoring white women and white men. Look, I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. And I am a racist that I believe in the human race. But the point is Jesus said, nation will rise against nation, ethnos against ethnos, kingdom against kingdom. And ladies and gentlemen, the abomination of desolation, the former president of, what I call, somebody else called it, and I picked it up. I don't mean to appropriate anybody's words, try never to, but an authoress, a female author, called the United States Absurdistan. I don't even like the word insane. That doesn't fit anymore, but Absurdistan. And it was Richard Mayberry that had a newsletter, one of the best. I don't know if it's still available. And Richard called the entire Middle East conflict Chaosstan. I don't know if you remember that, Doug.
Yeah.
But so we've got Chaosstan to the right of us, and we've got, in essence, Absurdistan right in the middle of us. And I want to share, how much time do we have?
About 3 minutes.
Okay. How is the war going to be initiated all at once? Doesn't matter Chinese, doesn't matter Iranians, doesn't matter whoever's in country. Just as you've seen flash mobs absolutely stealing stuff on the basis of, what is it called, social media. I've got to turn my phone off here. Social media, they're going to be given instantaneous direction if they're not already en route. Where are they en route to? They're en route to strategically placed weapon and supply depots. It could be an industrial park in any city. It could be under a certain store's underground facility. It could be in shipping containers, in essence. But they've all given the command, and I believe they've already given the command. How do I know? Because people that understand signal intelligence tell me they don't know. They can't. If Nation A is, let's say this, activating their soldiers, their spies, whatever, or the terrorists, they'll use a one-time pad code. You can't decipher a one-time pad. And I so miss Bob Griswold, because he did such a wonderful job of explaining how that world works. But suffice it to say, if people tell me that launch codes, and I think New York Prepper is telling everybody, look, these are what these codes mean. It's one thing communication between your bomber here and the base here. It's another thing when they're changing attack coordinates, okay? And that's what's going on. And ladies and gentlemen, I've said it before, and now I don't know this. Rape, pillage, and plunder, the United States is gone under, and it's due not to a blunder, but to a strategic destruction of our fighting men, fighting forces, morale, equipment. We have no industrial base anymore. Forget that. We have no, we cannot support a war effort, and nor are we meant to or win. This is a Luciferian sacrifice of a quarter of a billion Americans, and that's what everybody's missing the whole story of, especially the mainstream vomit brokers.
Boy. Man, I'll tell you, you hit it out of the park with each point you made. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Steve, I again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here today. And I think this was, again, one of the most important broadcasts you could have done, and you have done, with respect to the lateness of the hour. And by the way, Eric the Tech said, it's more than 20 years that we've been together. So there's that.
Well, praise God.
God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much for the information, folks. Hey, replay it as necessary to understand the importance of what Steve conveyed. Also, go to gen6.com, pre-order Earth in the Crosshairs. God bless you, Steve.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Eric.